It's Friday, the 5th of June, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. It's the fifth day of the Audiomo Challenge, where I'm trying to record a piece of audio every day throughout the month of June. And the way I'm choosing what to record is that I'm talking about the stories behind the photos I take every day, because I'm also doing a photo a day project throughout this year. So I'm trying to post at least one photo on social media every day. And I thought it would be kind of fun to tell the story behind these photos as I go through the month of June. And today has been an interesting day, because today has been the first day where I've posted an extremely boring looking picture, simply because I want to tell the story behind it in this audio recording. So the picture that I posted, which you'll see on the cover art of this recording, is just a picture of two tubes of chewy sweets. That's it, they're not doing anything interesting, they're just sitting on my table at home, two tubes of chewy sweets. So today I want to tell you the story of two tubes of chewy sweets. And it goes back a couple of months, I guess, when I came into work one Monday morning and found on my desk two packets of chewy sweets. And this was unusual, because I hadn't left them there when I'd gone home the week before. Now, my desk at work is only my desk for 3 days a week, and the other 2 days it's used for hot desking, and people who don't have a desk or who are visiting can use it. And so, you know, I finish work on a Wednesday, my desk is then available Thursday, Friday, I come back in on a Monday. So I immediately assumed that somebody had been sitting at my desk and had left the sweets there. So whilst normally the appearance of two packets of sweets on my desk would result in me consuming the two packets of sweets on my desk, I didn't, because I thought they probably belonged to somebody else. So I asked everybody around who sits on my bank of desks, I asked all my colleagues, I said, do you remember who was sitting in this desk last week? You know, do you know anything about these sweets that have been left? And they all said no, they didn't know, and they all said, oh, you should just eat them. Being the very supportive colleagues that they are. And so I gave it a couple of weeks, and eventually, after not being able to find out where these sweets had come from, I eventually thought, oh, you know what? I obviously had a low blood sugar moment at some point. I thought, right, you know, I'm just going to eat the sweets. So, aided by some of my colleagues, we demolished the sweets. And then perhaps a couple of weeks later, one of my other colleagues, who sits further away from me on the floor, stopped off at me as she was going past my desk, and she said, oh, did you give your kids those sweets? And I looked at her slightly puzzled for a bit, and then the penny dropped, and I was like, oh, you'd left the sweets deliberately on my desk for the kids. Oh, right, yeah, no, I didn't give the kids the sweets. And so I had to explain to her that it was very kind of her to have got some sweets for my kids, but I'd actually eaten them myself. So, cue me feeling slightly guilty. But anyway, in work this week, I got into work again Monday this week. I arrived in work, two packets of chewy sweets on my desk. And this time, because I've learned, I went over to my colleague and I said, are these from you? She said, yes. Right, okay. So, these particular two packets of sweets made it home and into the hands of my children, who were very grateful to receive them. But I just thought it was funny that finding packets of sweets on my desk, my immediate reaction was not to take them home and give them to my kids, but to eat them myself. There we go. There's a moral to that story somewhere. So that's why I posted a photo of two tubes or packets, whatever we call them, of chewy sweets today, because they actually made it to my kids today. So thank you very much for listening. I'm aware that there's a lot more audio content produced during June because of Audiomo. lots of people are producing a lot more content than usual, so I do value everybody who listens to my drivel. And if you can put up with it, I'll be back here again tomorrow with another story behind another photo. Thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.